Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, this is episode 10 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. Today's episode is called How to Thrive and Feel Good. In today's podcast, Prem Rawat explores each individual as the source of our own treasure. In the darkness, we need a beacon of light. We are that beacon, that compass within. By finding our beacon, we can live with a heart full of gratitude. For more information, head to premrawat.com. That's premrawat.com. This podcast is brought to you thanks to Udo's Oil, made with your health in mind. www.udoschoice.com and theudo.com.
Hello, everyone. I hope everyone is well, doing well. And what I want to talk about today is about feeling hope, feeling good. Because that's something you can do. You don't have to feel victimized by this. You don't have to feel like, oh my God, you know, this is the most horrible thing, even though it is. It is the most horrible thing. But you don't have to be victimized by it. You can understand that you are the source of your own treasure. And you have a tremendous amount of treasure in you. You have hope in you. You have clarity in you. You have understanding in you. And these are the things you have to dig up now. For real. Not just, you know, some kind of, that's a nice idea. Thank you very much. But you have to dig these up. I mean, what other option do you have? So something has to happen. Something like reality has to hit. I mean, here it is, you know. So what are you going to do? Because things are not looking that good, you know. We're almost, not quite, you know, we're at 800,000 plus mark. Very rapidly approaching 1 million people. And huge death rate, not that bad, but still, one is too many, in my opinion. And there's a lot of bad news out there. Oh, this is terrible, that's terrible, and everything. And yeah, there is, you know, we rely so much on world leaders to see us out of these pickles. And these some leaders are good, no question about it. Some leaders are out to lunch and they have not come back and they're not coming back anytime soon because they're everything they do, they're just more confused and more confused. I mean, truly, there's no leadership in some places. So what happens next? You know, you have to stay isolated. The situation is not that good. A lot of people. Where is the money going to come from? Where is the food going to come from? Where is the job security going to come from? Where are all these things going to come from? Well, good questions. Truly, truly good questions. And what can I do? I can't open up a factory somewhere and try to offer jobs to people. I wish I could. So what do I do? What can I do? Well, maybe I can help you tap into a source of hope, a source of clarity, a source of understanding, a source of the light that is in you. So, not that it's going to answer all your questions, but you as a human being will be far more fulfilled, better prepared to move forward, better prepared to take on this coronavirus, better prepared, in fact, to take on whatever might come your way. That would be a wonderful thing. That would be a wonderful thing. Because in life, bad things do happen. Things that are not wanted, things that we don't like, they do happen. And when they do happen, you know, we get stumped. We're just like, oh my God, now what's going to happen? And that's the obvious question. Now what's going to happen? I'm ruined. I'm destroyed. I'm this, I'm that. And we can, it's so easy for us to take on the negative side of things. And maybe we say, well, but that's the reality. But there is another reality. And I'd like to point out that reality to you. Under these dismal situations, under this incredible darkness, what you really need is a beacon, is a light. And there is one. And that's the good news. There is one. And that beacon, that light, is in you. You are the source. You are that angel that has come, that can save you. You. You are that beacon that you're looking for. That little hope, that little knowing, okay, there it is. And, you know, when you go out in the ocean, when you can see the land, it's a whole different feeling. It's a whole different feeling. You can see the land. You know exactly where you are. Okay, there is that. And if something happens, that's the way we will end up with. That's the way we will go. But then when you get out further, no land, and all you see is water, 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 water everywhere. Water, water, water everywhere. And it all looks the same, of course. It all looks the same. So where are we going? Well, at that moment, there is something that you have to look at. And if you don't have anything, you know, fancy or something like that, but if you have a compass, because that compass is always pointing to that magnetic north. What is that magnetic north? That is telling you there, the north is that way. And if your course is east, 090, then steer 090 and you will go east. 180 and you'll go south. 270 and you'll go west. You want to go north? No problem. Follow the compass. Do you have a compass? Yes, you do. You have a compass within you. Not here, but here. The compass that always points to what the reality truly is. The reality is you are alive. The reality is you exist. And so far you exist, you have incredible hope. You can accomplish anything you want. Anything that is not favorable to you, you can change it. This is the possibility. And one of the examples I give, you know, things didn't go very well for Ram. When Ram was a few thousand years ago, and things did not go well for him. The day, and you've already heard the story, the day he was supposed to be christened the king, he was instead told, no, you are not going to be crowned the king, but you have to go and be exiled for 14 years. He'd recently just gotten married. And he said to his wife, he says, well, okay, I won't see you for 14 years. And she said, no way, I'm coming with you. Looked at his brother and his younger brother. He said, well, I'm coming with you too. So that's bad enough, right? So you're not going to be king. You got to go out into the jungle for 14 years. Okay, now you don't have any technology. Not much technology anyways. You got to go out in this jungle. Where are you going? Where are you? No particular place. Just wandering around, finding food, literally just from the trees, bushes, berries, fruits, vegetables, whatever you can get hold of. You're in exile. This is how it's going. Well, that's not very nice. Sure isn't. Does it get worse? Well, of course it gets worse. Well, what happens? Well, what happens is, in the midst of all this, Sita gets stolen, kidnapped by Ravan and gets taken to Lanka. Now, Ram doesn't even know where he's taken her. So finally, he meets some people who say, okay, you know, she's in Lanka. This is where Ravan has taken her. So why don't you go there? So he goes. You think that's bad enough? No. Now, what's he going to do? This king, the Ravan, the king of Lanka, he is mighty. He's powerful. How's he going to take him on? He's got an army. Ram doesn't have an army. Ram doesn't have an army. Ravan has a huge army. And not only that, the army is made up, Ravan's army is made up of monsters. And so how is Ram going to even take this challenge on? So things get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, but Ram doesn't lose that hope. He doesn't succumb to it. He keeps his head above the water. And he finally gets an army together. Don't start laughing, but it is hilarious. The army that Ram gets together is made of monkeys and bears. Oh my. And they don't have the technology to make a bridge. So they take rocks and they get them to float so that they can walk across the barrier to Lanka, to the sun.
Hi, I'm Kezia McDonald.
And I'm Ellie Gibson.
And this is our new show, Extra Life.
It's basically us talking to funny people about video games.
When I was a kid, it was Grand Theft Auto.
The Sinclair ZX Spectrum.
We talk about the games people remember from when they were kids and what they're playing now.
Guitar Hero.
The Last of Us 2.
Combat on the Atari 2600.
No, I love Pokemon.
Anyway, find us anywhere you get your podcasts.
Extra Life.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Never losing hope becomes so important. And there is no reason to lose hope. That's why you need that compass. The compass that's always pointing to that one direction saying, there it is. There it is. There is your beacon. There is your light. There is. There it is. And you don't need to lose. You don't need to succumb. You don't need to give in to all of this negativity. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we come across all that negativity. Oh, this is a problem. That's a problem. People start to get scared. And now you realize that, you know, social media is no help. No help whatsoever for this. And you have to make those decisions. You have to figure out what is fake, what is real. And I'm not here to tell you about the bad. I'm here to tell you about the good. Always. To tell you that there is that possibility in your life that you can be fulfilled. There is the possibility in your life that you can go forward. Always. Always, so far this breath is in you, keep moving forward. How incredible is that? How amazing is that? That even in this time of where you would lose all hope, and a lot of people, I'm sure, are sitting there going, oh my God, you know, this is the biggest fiasco ever hit. Maybe it is the biggest fiasco. That just means that much more you have to push. And talking about pushing, you know, you realize what you went through when you were born. You have any idea what you went through when you were born? And somebody told me, it's like a rocket taking off, a huge rocket taking off. That much energy has to be put forth. You, the baby, puts forth to get out of the mother's womb. The transition that you have to make, literally, what maybe took millions of years to go from totally being submerged in water to oxygen has to happen in a matter of a few hours. And the stakes are incredibly high. The stakes are incredibly high. And everything is against you. In a way, everything is against you. You are fragile, you're weak, you have never been in this world before. And talk about unknown. Are you stepping into a total unknown? Absolutely. You have no idea. Your brain isn't working yet, not the way it should be, where you can make decisions and so on and so forth. It's just a feeling, and it has, and you go for it. And it takes this incredible amount of energy. And you come out. And from having all that water and surviving on the mother, from that, through that umbilical cord, you have to now do everything yourself. You have to now breathe for yourself. So the reason why I'm telling you this, you are no stranger to challenges. You are no stranger to challenges. And take on this challenge. And even in the midst of this incredible darkness, find your light. Find your joy. Find your hope. Find your understanding. Find your clarity. Find your heart. And exist and be. And not only be, but thrive. Feel good. Be. And be thankful. Three things. Know yourself. Live your life consciously. And have a heart full of gratitude. Don't forget those. Don't forget those. That's very, very important. Know who you are. Why? So that you know that these treasures are within you. That will give you more power. That will empower you more to move forward. That's what you need to do. You know, start going stir crazy, like, oh my God, you know, where am I going to go? And the mind comes in and it's like, oh, I want to go there. 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 Hey, you are the creator of your circumstances. Either you create a heaven for yourself or you can create a hell for yourself. It's up to you. My recommendation, create a heaven for yourself. Whilst you're at it, create a heaven for yourself. Enjoy. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy being. Enjoy existence. Give it a thought. Give it a thought. The earth is just cruising at thousands and thousands of miles an hour, and there you are, totally protected. All is well. Be. Understand. This breath is coming in you. Your power. The mightiest of all things. So I hope you have a great day, a wonderful day. Be safe, be healthy, be well, and most importantly, be. I'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to episode 10, series 2 of Life's Essentials with Prem Rawat. We're back next week. And don't forget, all of series 1 is up on the podcast platform right now. Just subscribe and you can head over and find it.
Hello, I'm Justin.
And I'm Lucy.
And together we are the hosts of Plenty Questions.
It's a very straightforward general knowledge quiz.
We ask you 20 questions, one after the other, 5 second gap in between, and you shout the answers out.
And then you tweet us to let us know how you've got on.
See if you can get 20 out of 20. No one has so far, but that's because we haven't started doing it yet.
But we will. And there's also going to be some fiendish brain teasers, so join us for Plenty Questions.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.